This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States is once again part of the Paris Climate Accord. World leaders are applauding Friday's formal return to the mostly voluntary 2015 agreement, saying it is symbolic and important. They say they expect the United States to show leadership in the fight against warming by setting strong targets for carbon pollution cuts by 2030. The Trump administration had announced the U.S. withdrawal from the Paris Accord in 2019, but it did not take effect until November 4th of 2020. American cities, states, and businesses still work to reduce heat-trapping gases, but without the federal government. The Biden administration has dropped U.S. sanctions on Iran, AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
In a major reversal of the previous administration's policy, the Biden administration has rescinded former President Donald Trump's restoration of U.N. sanctions on Iran. The decision was announced in a letter from acting U.S. Ambassador Richard Mills to the U.N. Security Council that was obtained by the Associated Press. The Trump administration's sanctions on Iran had been ignored by the rest of the U.N. Security Council and the world. Additionally, the State Department said Thursday President Joe Biden wants the U.S. to rejoin the 2015 nuclear agreement on Iran, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. Trump pulled the U.S. out of the agreement in 2018. Mike Gracia, Washington.
NATO defense ministers made no decision on whether or when to pull out of Afghanistan at a meeting Thursday. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said, adding that the allies faced a dilemma as violence increases again after two decades of Western military intervention and hundreds of billions of dollars in investment. NATO countries are reluctant to heed a May 1st deadline and risk undermining